You ever taken part in one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have it done to you?
We had a cart that was tied up with tin cans and balloons and that sort of stuff written all over the car.
Yes, ma'am.
And then my first cousin and her husband came to our room about 2 o'clock in the morning and stayed the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. I just serenading, I reckon.
I see. Okay. All right, say if there's a party going on in the neighborhood and it gets a little out of hand and one of the neighbors calls the police, the police come over, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the...
whole crowd.
Okay. All right, maybe at the party they've had a band there.
Mm-hmm.
You say they're having a what?
Dance or ball.
Okay. Do you remember any names of dances that you grew up knowing about or any that you like to do?
You mean different type of dancing?
Sure.
Well, waltzing, foxtrotting, Charleston.
Okay. Did you like to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, say if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the children get out of school, you'd say at 3 o'clock school does what?
Turns out.
Okay. Now if it's the summertime when school is not in session,
mm-hmm.
toward the end of summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Okay. Now if a little boy leaves home, he's supposed to go to school, but he decides he doesn't want to go that day, you'd say he did what?
Plays hooky.
Okay. And a person goes to school to get an
education.
Okay, and after high school, some people go on to
college.
All right. Now after kindergarten, you go in the
first grade.
All right. And in a classroom, each student sits at his own
desk.
Okay, and the plural of that, you say there are a lot of
desk.
Okay. And a few buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
All right. If you want to mail a package,
go to the post office.
Okay. Okay. And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd stay in the...
motel, a hotel.
Okay. And if you wanted to go see a play or a movie, you'd go to the...
theater.
Okay. And if you got very sick, you might have to go in the...
hospital.
And a woman who would look after you would...
nurse.
What about the place you would go to catch a train? What would you call that?
The train station, a railroad station.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now here in town, this area right here, what do you call that?
The Courthouse Square.
Courthouse Square, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's a building downtown city like this, and then there's another building like this from it, you'd say this one was right across or directly across from it?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's sitting like so?
Catty-cornered.
What did you begin to say?
Cattywampus.
Uh-huh. You hear that about as much as catty-cornered?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard people around here use the word anti-godlin or anti-godlin?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now what is it? What did that mean?
Something not sitting straight. Like this is Annie Godlin.
Mm-hmm. This kind of an angle.
Uh-huh. Disarray.
Could you use that term in reference to a building that's sitting
At
an angle?
Mm-hmm.
You say it's
Annie Godlin.
Annie Godlin. That's interesting. what about this a vehicle that runs on rails and has a wire overhead for power?
Mm-hmm.
You call that a... you still see them in San Francisco?
Yeah, a trolley car.
Sure. All right. And if you're riding on a bus, you might tell them, well, the next corner's where I want.
Off.
Okay. You're in Scottsboro, where you have the courthouse. You say that Scottsboro is the what?
County seat.
And a person like a postmaster, you say he works for the federal
government.
Say that again?
Government.
Okay. And what would you say that the police in a town are supposed to maintain?
Law and order.
All right. And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hanged.
Okay. And somebody who committed suicide that way, you say he went out and
hung himself.
Okay. All right, go ask you some names for some states and cities just for pronunciation. Albany is the capital of what state?
New York.
Okay.